It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jada Pinkett Smith was on her Facebook show, Red Table Talk, and was answering a fan's question when a fan asked this.
Jada, have you ever had a threesome?
I had a threesome once. I was very, very young.
Was it
like early 20s? I didn't like it.
Oh.
Is it awkward? I didn't like it. It just didn't have the level of intimacy, you know, but I tried it once and I was like, well, that's not for me.
I've always thought about like having one, but I realize I can barely get through with another person.
Yeah. Like the pressure would destroy you.
I just don't have the energy. I'm kind of a lazy lover at times.
Too lazy.
That's a lot of work, guys.
Okay, despite saying that his threat to fight Tom Cruise in a UFC fight was a joke, Justin Bieber has apparently said that he will fight Tom Cruise in a secret phone call. Last week, Ari Emanuel, who is the co-CEO of the William Morris Endeavor Agency and that owns UFC.
Okay,
so he reportedly called Bieber's manager and then conferenced in Cruz's manager, and she confirmed that Cruz was 100% in.
That is awesome.
Bieber's manager said that he would definitely fight Cruz, and the biggest fight in UFC history could be on its way. I mean, let's freaking go.
Let's do it. I want to see it happen. I don't feel like it will. I feel like this is some stupid promotional stunt.
You know, maybe it's like positive intuition. Like if we put the vibes out there, it'll happen.
I really feel like Tom Cruise would just destroy Bieber. I really do.
Don't say that about my boyfriend.
He's telling you the reality, Liv. You got to live in it.
Anthony Davis, so the ex-Pelican star who was recently traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, will now join new teammate LeBron James on the big screen in the cast of the upcoming Space Jam 2. So Davis will be featured in a key role for the sequel to the 1996 Warner Brothers animation classic alongside LeBron James. The Portland Trail Blazers, Damian Lillard, with Golden State Warriors Klay Thompson, and WNBA stars Diana Taurasi and Nika Aguamike will also be in the film. So there's no word on the role Davis and the other NBA and WNBA stars will play, or if the plot of the film will resemble that of the original films.
I got excited, but I feel like this will not live up to Space Jam 1.
No, it won't. And here's the thing. LeBron James has struggled for so long to get other NBA players to be in this film because he has no friends in the NBA. LeBron James is the absolute worst. I hate him.
I would be in the
movie. He's spending more time on this film than he is at the Lakers, but he's blaming all of his other Lakers players for why they're so bad. The only reason why Anthony Davis is in it is because LeBron James literally is the one who got him to go to the Lakers and out of the Pelicans' mess.
I wish you'd actually tell us how you feel about LeBron James.
I'm sorry. I just think it's like embarrassing that he literally has asked so many other NBA players and everyone has turned him down. He has no friends in the NBA. Okay, anyways, sorry about that.
You want to breathe real quick?
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay.
All right, I'm reset. I'm ready to go. A Scooby-Doo reboot is in the works, and it includes a loaded celebrity cast.
You'll never guess who's going to turn up on Scooby-Doo. And guess who?
It looks like we have a real mystery on our hands.
Of course it's a real mystery. You just saw... There's a cat-headed mummy trashing my apartment.
Yep, that was Ricky Gervais. So he's going to be starring. Along with him is going to be Wanda Sykes, Sia, and NBA star Chris Paul. The show will premiere next week on Boomerang. Are you excited, Joe? What?
I don't know. I'm not a huge Scooby-Doo fan.
Yikes. Shaggy.
Okay. You must be too old.
No, I want... Oh, you know what? Don't bring age into this.
I'm just kidding. Tyler Perry has a brand new show coming, and I'll tell you all about that in the next garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.